Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Cheryl Graham with the Red Kettle Committee in Pella joins us on today's program to preview the upcoming Salvation Army Red Kettle season. So the Red Kettle campaign is coming back to Pella and Marion County coming up through the Christmas season. First of all, let our listeners know, really, what is the Red Kettle campaign through the Salvation Army and some of its successes that it's had here in the county recently?
All right. I would just like to cover that this Red Kettle campaign has been going on since 1891, and it is traditionally their largest fundraiser for the Salvation Army throughout the year. They provide food, toys, clothing to over 6 million people during the Christmas season, and they also help 34 million Americans recovering from disaster. Now, what we're really proud of is that last year in Marion County, we raised $48,208, and 90% of that stays in Marion County, which I think is really significant. And the remaining 10% goes to disaster relief. So none of it goes to administrative costs. I think it's important to remember that when you're passing that red kettle, any small change that you can take out of your pocket fills that bucket. And it's, you know, goes for a very worthwhile cause in here in Marion County for people in need.
And there are two kettles in Pella, I understand.
There will be two locations that we will be collecting this year. We will be collecting at the Pella Walmart and at the Pella Hy-Vee. Our hours during the week will be Monday through Friday, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 to 8 p.m.
And as I understand it, that local involvement here has really had an uptick lately, and this year you're going to have many organizations that are backing you through this campaign as well.
I am really excited in the fact that I have not done this by myself. I have had a great team of supporters that has helped me get this off the ground. Through that, we have contacted a number of groups that I don't believe have ever been contacted before. So we have the Central College baseball team, which are my shining kings right now. They have taken up a huge amount of ringing time that they've committed to. I think for the first time this year we have Kiwanis and we have Rotary. We have a number of churches who have signed up, and I believe First Reform. I want to put a shout out to them. I think this is the first year that they've had a significant time that they have committed to. But we also have First Baptist, St. Mary's, Second Reform, Federated. All of these churches have really stepped up, and we're looking forward to more churches stepping up. We're looking forward to businesses. I've encouraged them to wear their logos. We've actually driven around to many, handing out our flyer that we made up and asking them to participate, wear your logo, let people know that you're out there. It's a great family event, too. Kids have a great deal of fun, so families could sign up. We usually recommend that you buddy up with somebody, have a one-hour slot, possibly. Groups, we encourage to take at least four-hour slots and then divide it up among your people. So if you have a buddy system, you really don't need more than eight people for 4 hours.
And you're basically looking not only for donations, but for volunteers as well. That's tis the season of giving, so to speak.
Tis the season of giving of your time as well as your money. We still are looking for 54 hours that we need covered at Hy-Vee and 50 hours that we need covered at Walmart. So there's a need out there, not only financially, but just get out there and have some fun.
And how can folks sign up for volunteer opportunities?
We have a website that you can go to, or they could contact me at 641-780-4858.
Very good. And just probably one last chance here to encourage folks not only to volunteer, but to donate as well. All it takes is just a drop in the bucket, so to speak.
That's exactly right. Yes. So come out, have some fun. It really is a good time. You can bundle up. You can go in and warm up if you're buddied up with somebody. And it's a good time for everybody.
Once again, that was Cheryl Graham with the Red Kettle Campaign in Pella. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.